Welcome back to another episode of the Trap Pack Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last episode, we talked about the AFC West, so go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm great, man. I just got off work, and we're ready to record. I'm excited. NFC West is a great division. We talked about the NFC West last week. Totally go give that a listen. But NFC West is great. Great division.
I thought we talked about the NFC West last. That's what you just said.
Oh gosh, I'm a little out of it. Okay.
You're good.
West last week. Talking about the NFC West this week. Yeah, that's what I meant. Or actually, we were supposed to talk about the AFC East, but somebody, me, messed up the scheduling. So that's my bad. So we're just gonna go to the West and the East. It's fine.
And it's his own team that you forgot about.
Yeah, I forgot about. I saved the best for last, right? The best divisions for last. No, kidding. This is probably the best division, if I'm being honest. I'm just saying.
The AFC North, though.
AFC North, and not with JJ hurt. Rest in peace. JJ
season. Oh, no, I said AFC North.
Oh, AFC. Oh, well. It's just Joe Burrow and Lamar. That's the only two teams. I'm just kidding. There's three. The Browns, the Bengals, and the Ravens. But still. It's kind of like this division. One mediocre team, three good teams. One named the Steelers, one named the Cardinals.
I mean, yeah. That's crazy. I mean, they beat us last year, so they're better than us.
But yeah, we're doing the NFC West this week. So, yeah. How you doing though?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm excited. I'm just really excited for actual football to start. I'm tired of watching preseason and just watching the backups, third string. Just
we're tired of watching Anthony Richardson throw a pick.
Anthony Richardson's just warming up, though. He's still just warming up.
All the reports have said he has had insane accuracy issues. So, by the way, we're recording this right after the games. So, the Thursday night preseason game. So, for context. I watched that throw. Dude, he has so many accuracy issues. He can run. That's great. But if you can't throw the football in the NFL, you're not going to make it.
Yeah, and that's why so many people are high on Anthony Richardson.
Yeah,
it's because of his athletic build. But I don't know, this year, if he does not prove anything, then he is cooked.
He might be on fraud watch. You know, the only difference between him and Danny Dimes, you know, what the only thing is,
what
they were drafted. I mean, come on.
I mean, yeah.
I'm just saying. Danny's an athletic freak, too. Kidding.
pulls up the highlight of him tripping on himself.
Honestly, if we could pull that up, would be been amazing. I wish I had thought ahead of that. Done the joke with that. Maybe it's a good idea. Maybe we could post that on TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be a good clip, yeah.
And if you're new, check out our TikTok. It's same as our username on here, so check it out.
Yeah.
Give us a like, a follow, you know. We got some hate on a couple of these. The last one, though, hey, guys, success, all right? People don't disagree with us on our AFC West predictions, so maybe that's a W.
Yeah, I mean, we don't get too much hate.
Except on the AFC North.
Yeah, people were mad about the Browns.
Very mad about. We landed right on that for you page.
But like, without a quarterback, you're nothing.
Exactly. James Winston is kind of a downgrade from Flacco, so.
I would rather take Winston than Flacco.
Maybe over there. Winston's had laser eye surgery. Maybe you can see.
Yeah.
Did you see that? He wasn't able to see for most of his career. I'm like,
yeah, I saw a video of him.
Medicals.
Yeah, like, how was he able to be a quarterback? Like, how were they like, okay, yeah, you're half blind, but I really like you. Go out there and throw the ball.
That's my thoughts right now. I'm like, how on earth was
this? Yeah, but he was saying in an interview that, like, yeah, sometimes I couldn't even see out there. I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah.
But we're talking about the NFC.
Yeah, sorry. East. One last thing. Rookie news. Apparently, Jermaine Burton scored today. I didn't get to watch it because I was at work. But I did say when we were talking about them, I was high on him on the field. I was low on him for the off the field. So that's something to watch. You know, maybe he could be that wide receiver two replacing Higgins if Higgins ends up leaving, or if Chase holds out for a while and Higgins ends up starting as the one and he goes in as the two for that. And yeah. Just something to watch. So yeah, we're talking about the NFC West.
But I have one last thing, and we'll get right into this. Justin Fields said, "I've shown what I can do," talking about the Steelers quarterback competition.
Oh my gosh. Teller screwed.
I have watched every snap of Justin Fields. What have you shown? Please tell me.
Shown more than Russ. He looked a little better than Russ. A little.
Yes, he's looked better than Russ. But his mistakes are so unforgivable that it's like he holds on to the ball so long. Both quarterbacks do.
So bad.
And Russ only has, what's crazy is Russell Wilson's only had like 9 throws or something, I think, like that.
Yeah.
And he has the same amount of sacks as Justin Fields.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Okay, give me Fields.
Yeah, but that's enough Steelers talk.
Yes, enough of that. All right.
Yeah.
I'm starting us off, and then you're going to go, and then that'll be the Rams. We'll do our predictions for them afterward, and then we'll move on team to team. So, the Rams. I think they're a great team overall. I think they have some defensive issues, maybe in that D-line now that Donald – gone. Darnold. Is it? Okay, I don't even know right now. It's fine. But yeah, AD's gone. So obviously they're going to have some issues. There's a big hole to fill. Corner room, could use some work. I'm worried about their guards because I'm pretty sure both of them got hurt. Maybe they're better now. Haven't checked. Probably need to. But I think they're a solid team. You know, I'm probably a playoff team if I'm being completely honest with myself. Or at least close. I love Stafford. I love Kupp, and I love Puka. I think the three of them are great. I love Kyren Williams, and I actually like Blake Corum for this team. I was hoping Corum could have gone to a team where he was the one, like the Chargers, but I think this is still a great fit, great offense for him. He could be a pass-catching back, so it works perfect. Yeah, that's basically the initial thought on them. What's your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts are like, I think Matthew Stafford, if Cooper Kupp can stay healthy, I'm not too concerned. And even if he can't, I'm not really too concerned either, because Matthew Stafford is such a great quarterback that he can make guys around him so much better. And
which is that trait of making a wide receiver better doesn't happen often. Like, if you really look at it, it really doesn't happen. The three that come to mind are Stafford, Brady first, obviously. Stafford, Brady, and Mahomes right now. Those are the three that come to mind. Obviously, okay, four, actually, with Manning. Those were the four that just come to mind with that. And it's just not a thing now, outside of one guy, but yeah. I'll let you continue.
Yeah, I agree. Like, Matthew Stafford is one of those old type of quarterbacks. Like, he doesn't really scramble. He doesn't get out of the pocket too much, but he can. And Matthew Stafford had a baseball injury last year and performed the way he performed last year. So I'm not worried about this team. I don't care what injury he's coming into this season with. If he is coming in with one, I still trust in Matthew Stafford until he shows. But I'm not too concerned about this defense either. Having a guy like Sean McVay as coach makes a team so much better. He is just, his knowledge of the game is just crazy. You added Brandon Fisk on the defensive line to Jared Verse to, I think those will be two great pieces to add to the replacement of Aaron Donald. Sorry, you said what?
I said I'm actually not worried that, like, now that I've looked at their defense, I'm really not that worried.
Yeah, I'm not really either. You said what?
Have you seen their defense? I'm gonna pull it up. I'm gonna pull it up for y'all. Excuse my terrible typing.
Yeah, and then they added Tre'Davious White too.
Yeah.
In their corner room.
Yeah. Like, I think I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start pulling this up. We're learning as we go, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Stafford, obviously. Look at this. Paper-wise, it looks fine. Look at the defense. Their defense, actually, on paper, looks really good.
Yeah, besides you're missing the big name Aaron Donald. Obviously, that will...
Yes. Great.
You'll miss that. But... I'm still not too concerned.
The young talent on this defense, I actually love right now. You know, yeah. Like this, outside of corner, Darius Williams is still kind of young. But, like, they need, like, a corner. And they have Tre'Davious White, who's good. So, like, they're going to be fine. They'll find somebody young. I'm sure they'll draft somebody sooner or later. They'll be fine.
Yeah. And the Rams are good with finding the later picks to be good. Puka Nacua, Kobe Turner,
Jordan Whittington.
Yeah, there's just
apparently the next guy up. By the way, just pointing that out.
Yeah, I mean they're just so good at developing players, and this might be a hot. This is definitely a hot take, but like. This Rams team could win their division. If things go wrong in San Fran.
Oh, well, if things go wrong, obviously, yeah. I think they have it. But if things don't go wrong.
Yeah. Well, whenever I'm saying, like, gone wrong, I mean, like, I don't know what I mean, truly. But, like, I still think, even if things don't go wrong in San Fran, this team has a chance.
Fair. They're a playoff team no matter what. And frankly, playoff Stafford is different than regular season Stafford. So, like, this team, I'm going to leave this up because I'm probably going to pull up depth charts. That's kind of fun. Yeah, this team I'm not worried about at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I am not either. And their defense last year was middle of the road. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not concerned about their defense.
It got better.
Yeah, they did. It's hard to say they got better because after losing Donald, but
was Donald last year? Was it 2 years ago? He was last year, I guess.
Right? Yeah, Donald. But yeah.
For some reason, I thought he was 2 years ago. I don't know. It's been a while. It's almost been a year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, let's go ahead and do the Rams predictions, right?
Yeah.
The Rams. I looked at the Lions. Like, wait, are we doing the Rams predictions? I'll start it off.
That's a fun game to start off with. Playoff rematch.
It's a Sunday Night Football at Detroit, though. So I'm gonna have to give it to Detroit. So they're starting off 0-1. After all that hype we talked up on them, they're 0-1. Then they play the Cardinals. They win that game pretty smoothly. I think they sweep the Cardinals. That's my weird prediction. Okay, then they go, wow, It's not a four-game away stretch? No, okay. Sorry. SoFi is their stadium. Gonna say. Then they play the San Fran. Did they beat San Fran last year? Or did San Fran, like, almost sweep the division? I can't remember. Let me see. So I can't remember if they, like... Do you remember either? Oh, no, the Rams beat them last year at home. Okay, I'll give it to the Rams. So they're 2-1. All right. Pretty good start. They go to the Bears. I think they beat the Bears. So 3-1. They play the Packers. I think I had the Packers winning this game, so I'm going to give it to the Packers. So 3-2. They go on bye. They chill. Cool. All right. They go to... They stay at home. The Raiders come to them. They beat the Raiders. They're 4-2. They play the Vikings. Going to be a pretty easy win now. 5-2. Rest in peace, J.J. McCarthy. We act like he's dead, but he's dead for the season. So, Seahawks away. I'll give it to the Seahawks. They're 5-3. They play the Dolphins at home. I'm feeling an upset. I think they take it over the Dolphins. They're 6-3. Then they play the Patriots. 7-3. Pretty easy win. Nothing else to say. Play the Eagles. 7-4. Saints, 8-4. Bills. I'm trying to save the rest of the games. Bills, I think they beat the Bills. So they're at 9-4. They lose, obviously, the San Fran here. They're 9-5. They play the Jets. I'm assuming all goes right with the Jets right now. They're 9-6 against the after the Jets game. They've sweep the Cardinals, going 10-6, and then I'll say they lose the Bills game. I think they finish 10-7. That's my prediction for the Rams right now.
10-7, same record as last year.
Same record as last year. I mean, because like they got better, but at the same time they didn't. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Because schedule. Like losing Aaron Donald is just like a big blow.
Like they added depth at all the other positions, but they didn't fill the hole of where Donald was.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't. He's a Hall of Famer, so it's going to be hard to fill those shoes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's my predictions. I'll let you go now. I had them at 10-7.
Yeah. So I have them winning against the Lions here, losing against the Cardinals, beating the Niners. Did I have them losing?
I can't remember. I think I had them beating them.
I think I had the Rams beating the Bears.
You did.
And then the Packers win. The Raiders beat the Rams.
The Raiders beat the Rams.
Yeah, because I had that in my last.
You're right.
And then Rams and Vikings, Rams. If J.J. McCarthy was playing Vikings.
Might be a little better.
But Seahawks and Rams. I'm giving it to the Seahawks, and then this is where their season turns around.
Yes, sir.
Beat the Dolphins. Because the Dolphins can't beat above 500 team. Beat the Patriots, because it's the Patriots.
Ouch, thanks.
Fair enough,
though.
My fault.
It's you, really. It's only fair.
I had to suffer years. And then they beat the fraud Eagles, beat the Saints, beat the Bills, lose to the Niners. What do I have them at? 9-5. Mm-hmm. Lose to the Jets. Lose to the Cardinals and beat the Seahawks.
Okay.
So 10-7.
10-7. Did you have them? Yeah. You had them winning the first one, right? Yeah.
Golly, dude.
Did you win at home or one of them win away with the Cardinals game? Doesn't matter that much. It's semantics, but just say 1-1 with the Cardinals.
I say split. Yeah. Cardinals take it at home.
Yeah. So and then they take it away. Fair.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. Yeah, that's fair. I like that, though. Good way to move on to the Cardinals. It's the next team. Ties right in. It's like we're doing the division or something. Yeah, I'll let you talk about the Cardinals first, since I talked first about the last one.
The Cardinals are a much improved team from last year. This team comes down to Kyler Murray staying healthy. And I think he can. Hopefully he can if he doesn't play too much Call of Duty.
Continue. I'm going to pull up the
roster. They have James Conner. I think James Conner is such a dog. He had a phenomenal game against the Steelers last year. And James Conner is a good, consistent running back. He is such a true dog. Like, James Conner is one of my favorite players in the NFL.
What is he, a former Steeler or something?
He is a former Steeler, yes, he is. And he's a cancer survivor, too.
He's a goat, though, actually. I'm trying to make fun of him. He's actually a goat for that, for coming back afterward.
Yeah, that is like... Like, you got to have a mindset of a dog for that. And he had 1,000 yards last year with not Kyler at quarterback.
He also had this game.
I think he missed 3 games last year.
I'll pull it up, boy.
I can't really find it. But they added, obviously, Marvin Harris Jr. I think he's going to come in and be a star out of the jump. There's no question. Just incredible. And their defense is all right.
Yeah. To answer your question, he only played 13 games last year and passed 1,000 yards.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, James...
He's a dog.
He is a dog.
He was my fantasy goat. What year was that? He was a fantasy goat for me 1 year.
2019, I think.
For me, I think it was 2021. I picked him up like round 9 or 10, and he was like a solid RB2 or 1. I just remember him like being insane in the playoffs or something.
Yeah, he's actually a former Pro Bowler too. You're talking about 2021, because he had 15 touchdowns that year.
That's what it was. It was such a good year.
Golly.
Fantasy goat.
His best year with the Steelers was 973 yards, 12 touchdowns. That was his first 1,000-yard rushing last year at 29. Wow.
Dude got major respect.
But yeah, they had a heavy draft, which will help them. I mean, whenever you have a lot of picks, you'll have more chances of being right. And I think this team will 110% be better than 4 wins this year. Playoff team, I don't know about. Like this is one of the teams that are like, I'm right in the middle of. Like, I could totally see this team being a playoff team, but I also could see them being like a 7 or 8 win game team.
Yeah, that's my issue with them right now too.
Like, I just can't decide.
I understand it too. I do.
But I mean, Kyler, when he's on the field, he's MVP level.
Play. And they get the best QB2 in the game, Desmond Ridder. Just kidding.
Golly, dude. Desmond Ridder.
Why would they make that trade? I never understood that. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
I saw that.
The thing was, I was like high on Desmond Ridder because I watched his games he played the year before last year, And I was like, okay, he's all right. Like, there's, like, I have faith in him. Mm-hmm. But he just lied to me. He lied also, to me. And
speaking of that hurt. Trade, praying for Rondale Moore, because apparently he got, like, a bad injury or something and had to be, like, skycarded out during practice a couple weeks back. Just hope he's okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Hopefully so that was that trade. It was Ridder for Moore, which I never understood why the Cardinals did that. They need a wide receiver 3 right now. Which I guess they got Zay Jones, who would probably end up being a 3. Ooh, I like this. This is nice. I don't like that last name, but this is nice. If that flew over your head.
Wait, what?
I said... well, if you're looking at it right now, I said, I don't like his last name, but this is nice. I'm not going to say it out loud.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I did not notice it.
Okay. Continue with the talk, though. Okay, this defense, like I mentioned, is young. Honestly, I love their linebackers, their top two. Mac Wilson, I didn't want him to leave the Patriots because I thought he was really good. Not, like, really good, but when he came on the field, he always was good. Kazir White, he's pretty good too. Let me look at their edge group. Their edge group needs work. That's my way of saying it nicely. Their corner room. Sean Murphy Bunting last year was like the corner 3 for the Titans, and now he's your corner 1 with a rookie as well. That's worrisome for me. So corner room is going to need work. I think your defense is what's going to keep you out of winning games. Right now, because you're not going to be able to keep up with the big dogs. Love Buda Baker, of course. That's a couple dogs in the defense. Offense-wise, James Conner, Benson, good duo. You don't have to start Benson right away, which is nice because you have Conner. Honestly, your 3 and 4 are good too, so if Benson needs to just wait because of the injury stuff, you have good backups past that. Of course, you mentioned Marvin Harrison. Love Marvin. And then Trey McBride. I don't know if you mentioned him at all. Dude is a dog. Okay, I promise you.
Oh, I did not. Oh, my gosh.
I skimmed right past him, too. He's in my, like, top 6 tight ends, I think, is what we did with that video. Go check that out. That was.
I think he was your 3rd.
He might have been 3 or 4. Yeah, I think it was 4 on my list.
Yeah. Let me go look at it real quick.
I already have it up. Hold on. Let me see. No, that's your page. Hold on. Pull up the wrong page.
Let me. You see. Had 5.
5?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he's my tight end 5. I think he's a dog. He is going to be a top tight end this year. He's going to get a lot of targets for you fantasy people out there. Just look out for him. All right, pick him up. Don't pick him up too early. Like round 5, 6, that's about where I'd take him. If he's there. He won't be, but if he's there. So check him out there. But yeah, we're not talking about fantasy today. We're going to try and do that this year a little bit. May not be the focus, but we'll do it a little bit. But yeah, if you want to do the record prediction, unless you have any more thoughts.
No, yeah, I'll jump right into the record prediction. So Bills at this will be a interesting game. There's a lot of fun games week 1 because these two teams.
Stretch.
These two teams need to, like, show, like, because these two teams could either make the playoffs or, like, miss the playoffs. Obviously, like, every team can, but I could totally see both of these teams making the playoffs and also both of these teams missing the playoffs.
The Bills having a worse season is also a lot worse of a situation because coaching-wise could come into question if they need to fire their guy or not. I think the Cardinals will be fine next year, and then when it comes into question, it'll be next. Like, next year is the year that it will come into question, but this year, no matter what, I think Gannon's fine.
Did you see his motivational speech? Like right whenever he became the Cardinals head coach, who drove here? Like, raise your hand. Who rode the bus here? Like, he was asking that question. I forgot the rest of the speech, but he was asking those questions. I was like, what? I thought that was funny, but...
Can't hate.
Yeah. But I'm going to give this one to the Bills at home. Cardinals and Rams. I have the Cardinals taken. Lions taking this. Cardinals taking the one at Commanders. And then lose against the Niners. Lose against the Packers. Beat the Dolphins. Beat the Bears. Oh, yeah. Lose against the Chargers.
Okay. I want you to look at the time of that game for me.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, 8 o'clock Monday night game. That's insane.
Oh, at the time. At the time. Oh, my gosh. Golly, we'll be recording at that time.
Yeah. That'll probably be recording time. So we'll be, like, live talking the game. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
See him at 2-5 right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, it's the Dolphins game.
No, I haven't. Yeah. Yeah, I'm giving this one to the Cardinals.
What? Okay, all right, fair enough.
I am the biggest Dolphins hater you'll ever meet in your life. Yeah. Maybe besides Patriots fans.
I'm only a hater of their fans. Their fans are obnoxious. Where's fans? Argue a wall.
I can't believe they still believe in Tua.
Alright, but yeah, so we're at the Bears. Three.
Bears. I have the Bears losing. So I have the Cardinals winning. And then they beat the Jets.
5-5.
Lose against the Seahawks. Beat the Vikings. Mm-hmm. Beat the Seahawks. Beat the Patriots. Beat the Panthers and Rams.
Okay. You were splitting them with the Rams.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, tie. So
wait.
You had them losing. You had them beating early and losing here.
Yeah. That. Whatever I said earlier, these. my mind right now.
You're fine.
And then the 49ers resting their starters. I'll give the Cardinals the win here.
Okay.
I have them going 12-5.
No way. Hold on. What? No, because I counted at least 6.
Okay. Lose against the Bills, Rams. Mm-hmm. Lose against the Niners. That's mm-hmm. 3.
Yep. Packers.
Lose against the Chargers.
Lose against the Packers.
And Chargers, okay.
Beating
Miami, beating the Bears and Jets.
Yeah, you're 5-5 at this point, I think.
And then a bye, then beating the Seahawks, beating the Vikings, beating the Seahawks, Patriots.
You split it the first time.
Oh, wait, yeah.
You're 7-6 coming out, 6-6, 7-6, 8-6, 9-6.
10-6.
No, because this was your... Oh, wait. Look, it's already... No, yeah. You're at 9-7 here. Because you had them splitting.
Oh, okay. Well, then... And then I gave the win to the Cardinals.
Yes.
Week 18.
Yes. So they're 10-7 for you. As well.
10-7. All right. I mean, they have somewhat of an easy schedule, too.
I mean, yes and no. I agree with you, but I also like other teams a little more, I guess. I do like... I actually really love the record prediction, and I would love for them to make the playoffs.
Golly, 10-7.
Yeah. I think I have a 2-game flip on you with this one, but I don't disagree.
I mean... I'm just going to say it right now. That's my hot take, I guess. Cardinals. Yep, that's my hot take. Cardinals going 10-7. I believe in this team.
Put the notes in the TikTok. Cardinals make the playoffs. Hot take.
James I will.
1,500 yards, 30 touchdowns.
Kyler Murray, 37 for 9. 4,500 yards.
If they did this, he would be like a top three MVP candidate.
Oh, 100%. Like, if... Like, that's how they would get there. That's how they would get to 10-7 with...
Kyler
playing.
As long as Kyler and Marvin play great together, I don't hate it. I don't know. I am not as big on him as you are, so let me see. Oh, I want to do this. Okay.
Golly,
lose week one. Win week two, because I had him splitting, I think, right?
Yes,
I had him splitting. Okay. Detroit wins. They beat the Commanders. They lose to the Niners. They lose to the Packers. They lose to the Chargers. We start off the same. We agree for the most part. Do we? Hold on. So I'm winning 1-2. That's where we differed. Okay, you had them 3. That's right. No, we actually both had them 2 because you had them losing here and then winning later. That's right. So, yeah, 2-5. 2-5 going to the Dolphins. Dolphins are at home. So they're 2-6 after that. I think I had the Bears winning. So they're 2-7. I'm going to give this one to the Jets. They're 2-8. They lose to the Seahawks, 2-9. They beat the Vikings. They beat the Seahawks. They beat the Patriots. They beat the Panthers. So they're 6-9. They lose here. And then they lose here. I think I'll have them at 6-11.
I actually had the Cardinals losing to the Bears, too.
Okay.
So I have them at 9-8.
Okay. You just went back and looked.
Yes. Yeah.
Fair. So yeah, I'm gonna have them at 9. Or you're gonna have them at 9-8. I'm gonna have them at 6-11, which is about where I was expecting them to be. It's not that I don't like this team. I just think there's holes on the roster, and frankly, that's okay because guess what? This is an amazing corner group, and that's what I think their biggest need is right now is corner or D line. So you could either right now, because I love doing this, and I needed to do it for the Rams. They're projected Deion Walker out of Kentucky, great D lineman. And then as for the Rams are projected Emory Jones, right tackle from LSU. Also a great pick, also a need. So, you know, right now you fill your needs. Something I like to do. Entertainment, I guess, because it's not going to happen. The draft will not end up that way at all. But I think they could go to either Deion Walker or maybe a corner. Maybe Benjamin Morris or Travis Hunter or Will Johnson. One of the three. Because they'll have a top 10 pick with 6-11. Probably top 8. So it's just worth noting, you know?
Yeah.
I have it 6-11. You have it 9-8, though. So. Seahawks, obviously, easy split. I don't think we talked much about them until now. So, any last thoughts on the Cardinals, though?
No.
Let me pull up. I'm going to go ahead and pull up the Seahawks right here.
So you had the Rams at 10-7, right?
Yes, 10-7. Now, I don't know. Have I voiced my opinion on Seahawks much? I don't think I have.
You voiced your opinion on Geno Smith.
That I was wondering if I had or not. Yeah, you know I'm very strongly about Geno.
You are not a very big fan of Geno.
Okay. I know what I had for the Broncos. I'm changing that a little bit. I'm going to say it's the same either way. The record will not change for the Broncos. But when I get to the record prediction, I'm just going to point that out. Okay. The Seahawks team. I'm going to look at their roster first and then get to the record predictions. Quarterback, not a fan of the quarterback situation. I like Sam Howell just as much as I like Geno. I like Sam Howell a little bit more.
Wow.
I said it.
That's insane take.
I've said it. Finally, I can say it. Sam Howell has a good chance if Geno does what Geno did last year to take the job. And now they still need a quarterback. But I think Howell has just as good a chance to win as Geno does. Geno only looked good because of their OC, who, by the way, went from Geno, made him look good for the year, to Baker, made him look good for the year, who is now with Bryce Young. Just worth noting. And then he stepped down. He, like, got worse last year. And I don't know. I'm not a Geno fan, but the rest of this roster, man. Oh, my goodness. Okay, start with the running back group. These top three, good three. Their top three wide receivers, my favorite of the bunch is JSN, of course. But top three wide receivers, great. Their depth at wide receiver, also great. Low-key, not talked about enough, is their top five. Tight end, it works. Pharaoh Brown, I miss you.
I like Noah Fant.
Noah Fant, yeah. He's a dog. I miss him with the Broncos, low-key.
Broncos legend, dude. Him and Drew Locke.
Oh, my gosh.
That connection.
Yeah. Especially they didn't get Drew Locke. Put him at QB2. Their line, they should not have any issues outside of maybe the right side. Their left side, no excuses right now. Gotta be honest. Defensively, why is Byron Murphy here? Don't know. Let's see. Start with here.
Byron Murphy's looked incredible in preseason, too.
Yeah. Wow, the defense is good. Oh, my gosh. Okay, corners. I am a hater of Witherspoon because I don't think he's the top corner for the class, and he also was overrated. Everybody's acting like he's insane, and he's not as good as he actually is. Kobe Bryant. Love this kid. He was a corner, and then he switched to safety. Notice that trade. Okay. They also drafted DJ James. I was a big fan. Linebacker group. Their linebacker group's great. Jerome Baker, who's actually a free agent after this year, he's good as well. Leonard Williams, man. That was a great signing. Where was he last year? I think he was with the Niners last year. He had a good year, and now he's with Seahawks, obviously, so that's a good pick. And obviously you mentioned Murphy, who I think is going to be nuts. So this defense is nice. Their offense is great. Very QB questionable, though. I said it, okay? That's right.
Yeah.
That's my
thought. That's a crazy take. Would you say P.J. Walker, Sam Howell, and Geno Smith are all on the same level?
No, P.J. Walker's a level below. Sam Howell's almost there. I think Sam Howell, his ceiling is where Geno is right now. Maybe a little higher. Geno's
Sam.
Sam Howell's, I'm just a Sam Howell level, all right? I liked him last year, even though he sucked.
He's slow with going through his reads and holding on to the ball forever.
Yeah.
That's why he had 66 sacks.
But the line also sucked.
Yes. No, that Commander's line did suck, but he also did produce, or he did help with those sack numbers.
Yeah. I won't disagree. It's like Fields.
Yeah.
And Russ.
Yeah, if you look at time to throw the ball, let me look. I bet Sam Howell was up there.
He was like top five, I think. I feel like he was top five. I don't know. I'm just not a Geno fan.
He's 15th.
Maybe it's just because it's something. I don't even know. Because I like a lot of quarterbacks, and he's just not one of them. Yeah. Last year, he wasn't even that great. I think that's what it was. People act like he's really good, but he really isn't that good. That's my issue.
Yeah, we got to see more than that just one really good year.
Because he's like, overall, he was QB... I think 18 stat wise. People act like, yeah. I mean, that's pretty fair, but I just.
I'm looking at time to throw. The yeah. Top two quarterbacks are Justin Fields. It goes Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, CJ Stroud, Jalen Hurts, Sam Howell is at 15th.
Okay.
But it's funny because hold on to the ball. Fields holds on to the ball. Wilson, Jalen Hurts also holds on to the ball too long. He's too comfortable, but I fear that Jalen Hurts might fold this year.
Maybe he's not top five. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, I would say he's not top 10.
That's a little crazy. That's like my Geno take. All right, a little on the hot take side.
Oh, dude, he's QB 11 for me.
again. I'm on the hot take side.
Oh no, he's barely top 10. Barely top 10. Right in front of Trevor Lawrence.
For me, but fair.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at Geno's like stats and overall everything. The wide receiver core he has, he should produce a lot more than he does.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, he literally, the Giants game, 13 of 20 for 110 yards. What? You're a quarterback with DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and JSN. Why are you only throwing for 110 yards? Guaranteed, you won the game, but why are you only throwing for 110 yards in a game? Completion percentage, pretty solid. Where's he sitting in the league? Doesn't tell me. That's fun. QBR, yeah, pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just not a Geno fan, guys, okay? He's my biggest concern for this roster. Any things that like, you want to point, like defensive-wise or offense-wise?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as low on Geno as you are. I still want to see more from Geno this year. But their defense last year was bottom five.
It was?
It was, statistically. Yeah, it was. It was, I think, 29th.
Against what? The pass or the run? Or both?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
They did bring in a lot of good pieces, though.
Yeah, no, they definitely did add to the defensive side. So, in total, they were 29th.
Okay.
Passing defense, they were 21st.
Well, you know why?
And why?
They took a step back, and this boy right here, Witherspoon, was getting burnt.
And the Seahawks rushing defense was 31st.
Oh, yeah.
But they added Leonard Williams.
True. And Murphy.
And Murphy. So I think that will help.
I'm being dumb. Hold on. I'm sorry, guys. I'm looking at players right now. It's a lot easier to do on here. Has he always been? Am I tripping? No. Okay, they signed him this past offseason. That's what I thought.
Yeah, Jerome Baker. I like this signing. I thought Jerome Baker was really good with the Dolphins.
He always has been. He's a dog. He's a free agent again next year. So, good player to look out for next year.
Yeah, he was a good gap linebacker. I don't know the correct terminology for it.
Inside linebacker.
Well, the gap zone.
Yeah, I guess he's technically an outside linebacker, but he plays inside too.
Yeah.
He's just a good player.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not worried about this offense at all. I think with the receivers, you should be able to perform.
Exactly, and that's where I stick with Geno. If you can't perform with these three, you shouldn't be starting in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all three dogs. There's no excuse.
I would like to see DK take the next step to be like, have one of those great years.
Yeah, I want to see him stop being a baby. If that makes any sense at all. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, what do you mean? Like,
he throws a fit a lot.
Nah.
I need to see him stop throwing fits on the field. Now, I love the standing on business thing. That's great. But you can't be fighting players.
Yeah. That was a fire celebration when he did standing on business.
Like, the edits and celebration stuff people were doing with it was insane. I loved it. The announcer. He's saying, like, that like ruined it, but like also made it better at the same time.
Yeah.
Let's just go ahead and get into records. I don't know. All right. Broncos. Okay. Start off with the Broncos. I'm going to have... Okay. I'm saying, because this is low-key where I'm sitting, I'm a Bo Nix fan. I'm going to say Bo Nix goes, and I just want them to win. I think they lose this week. Okay. I think the Broncos take week one.
But isn't this the second year in a row the Broncos and Seahawks versus each other week one?
Yes. It is. I don't like it. This doesn't make any sense. I'm pretty sure it is. Hold on.
Very non-conference rivalry from the Russell Wilson deal.
Russell Wilson trade, which is also partially why I think I hate the Seahawks. I think that's my issue. Because how everybody took it and how everybody says that it was the worst trade in history, even though it wasn't. I will take an argument for the... No, they started with the Rams last year. Did they? What? Oh, looking at the wrong year. Rewinded too far. Let's see. 2023. They did start... So they started with the Rams, but they... What? Did they play the Broncos last year? Am I missing something?
I think it was 2023.
Right? It's 2022, I think. Yeah, they started the year with the Broncos in 2022. 2023, they played the Rams.
Oh, okay.
Wow, copying from 2 years ago? Come on, guys. Unbelievable. Wow. Come on, script writers. You can do better. Okay, but actually getting into the predictions. Nah, I can't even do that. I'm just going to say both teams win. But I'm going to say they win here because I'm staying faithful. So they start off 2-0. They beat the Patriots, obviously. I think the Patriots could win. Probably won't, though. Then they play Miami and Detroit. I think Miami takes it. I think Detroit takes it. So they're 2-2. They play the Giants. They're 3-2. They play the Rams. And they don't play the Rams. They play the Niners. Have they beat the Niners lately? I'm just going off past, you know, recent experience. I think it's a fair way to look at it.
I think they won last year.
They
didn't. No, they lost.
They got dominated both times. Okay, so they're 4-1. Where am I? Okay. So they're 3-2. They play in the Niners. They're 3-3. They play the Falcons. Did I have the Falcons winning this game? Feel like?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're 3-4. They play the Bills. 3-5. They play the Rams at home. They're 4-5. They play the Niners. 4-6. Cardinals. 5-6. Jets. 5-7. Cardinals. 5-8. Packers. 5-9. Oof. Vikings. 6-9. Bears. I can't remember. I think I had the Bears losing. So 7-9. Rams. Wow, 7-10, really? Hold on. That doesn't feel right. I think I'll have them beat the Bills there. Because they aren't home, and that's one of those games. So I'll say they're 8-9. That feels pretty accurate to the Seahawks. They have holes that need filling, especially with their defense being 31st, or 29th, you said? 29th in the league?
Yeah, 29th.
Their offense, while great, they need work. So yeah, I'm gonna put them at 8-9.
Yeah, I mean that sounds fair.
Yeah, so I'll leave it up to you for your predictions.
All right. I have them losing week one against the Broncos, beating the Patriots. Losing against the Dolphins, losing against the Lions, beating the Giants, beating the Seahawks, beating the Falcons.
The Seahawks.
Or beating the 49ers.
Both.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Beating the Falcons, losing against the Bills, beating the Rams, losing against the Niners, losing against the Cardinals, losing against the Jets. Beating the Cardinals.
Twice?
Oh, wait. The Cardinals beat the Seahawks week 12. Okay. Then the Seahawks beat the Cardinals.
Okay, so you're...
Okay. Yeah. And then Packers win, beat the Vikings, lose against the Bears, and then... beat the Rams.
Sweep?
Yeah. Yeah.
8-9. Right?
Which are not Wait. Bad. No, I have them at 10-7.
Again?
God, wait. No, this isn't right.
Let's redo that, because I can't count. Broncos win, Patriots win, Miami loss, Detroit loss, Giants win, San Fran...
That's where I messed it up. I the Lions, that's where I had it messed up. Okay. So I have them 9-8.
Fair enough.
You know what? No. I'm going to stick with my Cardinals hot take. Okay. I'm going to have them 10-7.
You're going to have the Cardinals 10-7?
Yes.
So you have two teams at 10-7. You have the Seahawks at 9-8.
Yeah. I don't like how... I don't like that, though.
I understand. But, hey, times change. So 6-11 for me, then 8-9, and then the Rams at 10-7. And then you have both the Rams and the Cardinals at 10-7, and the Seahawks at 9-8 or 8-9.
9-8.
Okay.
No.
I don't hate that at all, actually. I actually kind of like it.
The Seahawks and Cardinals are two big teams that I'm like, I'm not fully sure on.
Yeah, I'm very questionable, actually, of both of these teams. Yeah. I mean, obviously the Niners, in my opinion, are taking the division.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
By the way, Purdy is a system quarterback, but I'll let you talk first.
49ers. I don't think Purdy is a system quarterback.
You know, the ability to do the funniest thing on Monday Night Football, week one.
That would be insane.
Funny, but it's really funny.
It'd be you know what's funny is I was at work when that game happened, and I was working in? But the story is I was at work and I was talking to my coworker who had Aaron Rodgers on his team. Yeah. And he was down I think 6 points or something like that, and he only had Aaron Rodgers. I had no one else playing. And I was like, you know, it'd be like real funny if Aaron Rodgers got hurt and did not score any point. And he was like, oh yeah, blah blah blah. For snap, he got injured. And I was like, dude, I feel so bad. Cause I was making that joke to him, and then that happened, and I was like, oh yikes. But
yeah.
Yeah.
You like that though?
Yeah, yeah. I beat him in fantasy that week though. So, but I don't think Brock Purdy's a system quarterback. He can make throws that a non-system quarterback can make. Making throws, getting hit. That's a big thing I like from Purdy. Like he got hit a lot last year, and while making good throws. And I think Purdy. I don't know. I really like Purdy. But talking about this team in general, you have Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, and then Brandon Ayuk. He's going to be a Niner, I think. I'm pretty sure, like 95% sure, now that Ricky Pearsall draft kind of looks ridiculous. I mean, it looked ridiculous at the time, so I wasn't a big fan of that draft, but that's okay. George Kittle, phenomenal tight end. Offensive line, great. Defense, not worried about.
Offensive line isn't great. Hold on. Time out. Their offensive line isn't great. What happened last year?
Oh, wait, yeah, last year. Never mind. I forgot.
I agree with you, but right now it's kind of sucking.
Yeah, never mind. This is one of those moments I was talking about. Yeah, I totally forgot about what happened last year, yes.
21st last year, so that's why I had to be like, hold on. Do you remember or not?
Yeah. Yeah, the offensive line.
Meh.
Yeah. Meh.
Meh.
Whenever you get Trent Williams back, I think. Well, is he playing this year?
He will, eventually. He's just out right now. He's taking a sick week. No, I'm kidding. I have no idea.
What is his injury?
I don't know. Apparently,
he's on reserve.
Apparently a player got taken away on a stretcher during the Bears game. Hopefully he's okay.
Oh, yikes. But this defense, they lost Eric Armstead, which is Leonard Williams and Chase Young. But they still have some dogs on the defensive side.
Yeah.
I still think they could make a push for the Super Bowl.
Probably. It's the NFC. It's so easy.
It is. But this might be their last year for a true push.
The defense, yes. Actually, the O-line too. CMC's got a couple of years. Kittle's got.
And Debo, his contract's coming up. Brandon Ayuk, it's 2 years.
Yeah, I checked.
But they were talking about. You remember the trade talks about Debo too?
Yeah.
Because he wanted a contract this year.
Yeah. So weird.
So.
When you have 2 years left on your contract, still, why are you trying to get a trade done and sitting out now? That's just weird to me. It's like the Ja'Marr Chase thing. You are 2 years out from losing your contract you're currently on. Why are you trying to get one done at the moment? Like, you can start trade talks, or like, not trade talks, but contract talks, but you don't need to throw a fit and sit out, which is what Debo's done at some points, which I don't understand.
Yeah.
Ayuk's understandable. Last year of his contract, okay? Understandable.
And coming off the year he had, too.
Yeah. He's understandable.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, this is probably one of their last years. I mean, obviously they got Nick Bosa. Greenlaw is out for most of the year. I do want to point that out. From what I've
off heard, of a stupid, stupid.
Why are we playing on turf? Why? Why are we on turf? If you are jumping onto the field and tearing your ACL or Achilles or whatever you tore, we have an issue. I actually low-key love this corner room. Yeah, I kind of like this. This was their second-round pick. I think it was second-round. I like their corners overall. They're a solid group. And Rocky Asin probably going to end up being their corner four. I assume by end of year, because this isn't updated yet. Good group. Yeah, I kind of like it. But like we mentioned, the O-line, man. They were 21st last year. If they're missing Trent... Oh, Trent's out because of contract. Duh. Forgot about that.
Oh, wait, he's out because of contract?
He wants a new contract. Again, you big babies, you're under contract, play the regular season. And when it comes around to the off season, then throw a fit. Or find a new team that will pay you. It's childish. I don't know.
Dude, Andy's 36, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not paying that man. I'll give him a 2-year contract with not a lot of guarantees on it.
I mean, he's still a dog, though.
No, he is. But I'm saying, like, very incentive-based, solely due to the fact that can he hold up? Also, just realized they have Logan Thomas at number 2 tight end. Do you remember, like, the run Logan Thomas
had? Yes, the legend.
He had a couple years where he was my fantasy
tight end.
With
the Redskins.
Because I hated drafting tight ends early. I still do. That's so funny. I'm not going to hate on Purdy. I think I've hated on Purdy enough. So... Also, you mentioned their draft. I low-key liked the Pearsall pick, but I also hated it. I only liked it if they traded one of the two guys they have with
them. Yes. It kind of looks
dumb.
Yeah, now it looks dumb.
They still lose Ayuk. Which they could, actually. But I still think Pearsall is really good. Like, if you watch his route running, it's like, a chef cooking, man. It's like a chef cooking. If that makes any sense at all. It's like Gordon Ramsay cooking a meal is like Pearsall running routes. He's a refined route runner. I gotta give it to him. But yeah. That's my Niners thoughts. That's your Niners thoughts. I'll let you do your predictions or whatever. Have you?
Yeah. I'm gonna have the Jets take week 1. Against the Niners. Aaron Rodgers makes it past week 1 here.
That's totally going to be a headline somewhere.
I know. And then they beat the Vikings, lose against the Rams, beat the Patriots. Okay, does every team base first the Patriots? I feel like
play the Patriots first out of all of that division. Well, technically not, but all of them do play Patriots. Yeah, because the division games this year.
Yeah, our last division, the AFC West, they play.
Well, you pick two divisions each year, remember?
Oh, wait, yeah. I'm still whole new on the whole schedule thing.
That's really funny because our last game we talked about is the last teams we talked about were AFC West, and then we're talking about the AFC East next week, and those are the two divisions. You said that. That's really funny. So they're 2-2 in the Patriots game. Where that?
Yeah, 2-2. And then they beat the Cardinals, lose against the Seahawks, beat the Chiefs, beat the Cowboys, mm-hmm. beat the Bucks, beat the Seahawks, lose against the Packers. Beat the Bills, beat the Bears, beat the Rams, beat the Dolphins, lose against the Lions at 11-6, and then lose against the Cardinals.
Yeah, got you. So 11-6.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't hate it. I really don't. I think there's untalked about issues with this team that, like if you actually deep dive on the roster, we're totally getting hate for this one, especially because where you have the Niners. But it's because it's true, okay? People need to deep dive into this roster. Their defense is getting older. They have holes on the defense. They got a little worse. Their O-line is horrible. I'm not even going to leave it lightly. It's horrible. That's what they needed to go after in the offseason, if I'm being completely honest. Because it's not going to hold up the same. Let's see. Wide receiver weapons-wise, they were great. I don't think they needed to draft a weapon. I think they needed to draft a tackle. but they went ahead and drafted their wide receiver with the Ayuk stuff.
I mean, there were not many tackles left on the board, though.
I would have... There's one guy I would have taken at the time. Who was it? He went to the Dolphins in the second round. He went a little later in the second round. I was kind of hoping he'd somehow make it to 66, but he was a great pick. Actually, Kingsley Sumulatani ended up going to the Chiefs. He's the starting Chiefs left tackle. I think that's who they should have picked round one. But that's my opinion. But yeah, there's just unresolved issues. So I'm going to get to my predictions now. I'm going to join you on that. Unless the funniest thing happens in the world, it's not funny, but it's really funny. Unless that thing happens, I think the Jets take it. Okay, so they are starting off the year 0-1. Then they play the Vikings. They're 1-1. Then they play the Rams. They're 1-2. They play the Patriots 2-2. Play the Cardinals 3-2. Seahawks 4-2. Chiefs 4-3. I think the Chiefs. No, I had the Chiefs losing, so I'm gonna say 5-2. Dallas 6-2. Bucks 7-2. Seahawks 8-2. Packers 8-3. Bills 9-3. Chicago 10-3. Rams 11-3. Dolphins 12-3. Detroit. Sorry, I'm thinking about it. I think Detroit takes it. So 12-4. And then, do they sit? Because they're going to be a close race. Did the Cardinals win last year? Or was it a sit game?
Yeah.
I think it was a sit game, wasn't it? Niners record 2023, please. Thank you. No. They mollywopped the Cardinals both times. They're going to go 13-4.
13-4. I like that more than mine.
I feel good about it, but at the same time, I want to say 12-5 for safety reasons. I'm going to say 13-4. Stick to my gun.
Wait, for safety reasons?
For safety reasons, because the issues on the roster. I think they could lose another game. Hold on, let me double check these games.
Like their safeties?
No. Like, safety. Oh. Like, I'm going to look less bad if they lose. I had them beating the Rams both times, didn't I? No, 2-2. Yeah, 2-2, 3-2, 4-2, 4-3, 5-3, 6-3, 7-3. Oh, no, I got them at 12-5. I'm sorry. I did have them at 12-5. I miscounted. Yeah, so they're going to be, they'll be 12-5. I actually still like 12-5, though. Because I forgot to include the Packers game. I think they lose to the Packers.
Yeah, we're...
Yeah. So I got 12-5 winning the division for the San Fran. Second goes the Rams, 10-7, then Seahawks with 8-9, and then the Cardinals with 6-11. And then what do you have? Yeah. You have 11-6 for San Fran?
11-6. Rams 10-7, Cardinals 10-7, Seahawks 8-9.
Okay. Alright. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts on these teams?
No, except besides the Cardinals are going to have a good season.
Sure enough. I guess the last thoughts I have, Purdy sucks. That's my last thoughts. We're going to wrap it up this week. So that Bradley can't roast me on pretty stuff. All right. So I just want to say thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If you have to give any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank you all for tuning in. Hope you all tune in to the next one. And peace out.
Peace.